Aloha, and welcome to another service class overview. The subject-specific class we're talking about today is the service organization. Selling labor, performing labor functions, is complicated enough, but the structure and staffing that go behind it are critical to a proper quality organization. You have to have the right people supporting the technicians performing the repairs and maintenance. How do you do that? Well, we start in the old days by having a manager, somebody who directs the work, somebody who talks to customers on the phone, provides quotations based on their experience. Today, the machinery is way too complicated to have that oversimplification. As when we talked about the inspections class, we have the customer calling up with a service request, talking about what's wrong with their machine. We have to find out if that's a symptom or if that's in fact a cause. In the service organization, we have to have people that are trained to do inspections. It's no longer sufficient that the mechanic who's going to do the repair is given the instruction, George has a machine that needs to be repaired, this is what's wrong with it, go find out whether that's the real cause and fix it, and when you're done, come back and tell me. Doesn't work that way. So we need to have inspectors. Inspectors need to be able to put together quotations, so I need to have office staff. The office staff are there to support the lack of systems. Perhaps with business systems, you don't need the same clerical load. My old rule of thumb is that we need to have one supervisor for every 8 technicians, that we need to have one clerk for every 2 supervisors, and we need to have a service manager over the whole thing. That's supported in this class by all the statistics that you need to collect and put together to determine factually how many people you need of which job category. This is a very important class, and it's a very important structure that we need to fill in the service department. I hope this overview gave you a better understanding of what the service organization class is all about, and I look forward to talking to you about another class in the near future. Mahalo.